1 Corinthians chapter 11. I shall send you, beginning with the 23rd verse. I'll read the Chinese and you follow with your English Bible, the English version. 我当日传给你们的原是从主领受的下面的那个 message 关于这个圣餐是从主而来的 The following message Paul tells us it came directly from the Lord. He received from the Lord. This is not man's teaching. This is God's teaching. So listen carefully.
底下好，他说，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来，就祝谢了，就拨开说，这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。 饭后呢，也照样的拿起杯来说：“这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候，要如此行，为的是纪念我。”好，注意，他两次提到，这为的是纪念我。Okay, twice Paul says, "In remembrance of me." Remember me. 我们刚才唱的那个诗歌，就是要思想耶稣。 We just sang, consider Jesus, meditate on Jesus, think of Jesus, and draw near to Jesus. Because Jesus says that wherever two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst. So, let us recognize that the presence of the Lord is here by His Spirit, not physical body, but by His Spirit. Today, of course, the last, it says, you know, when Jesus, on the night He was betrayed, but that was when He was in His body, in the flesh. But today, He's in the Spirit, and the Spirit is within us, and the Spirit is omnipresent, means He's everywhere. So let us recognize and be conscious of His presence here, and remember Him, not just in the historical sense, but, in our heart, how He died, and how it came to be that He can live within us by His Spirit. Okay. He had to go through the crucifixion, the awful sufferings on the cross when He was in the flesh. And we are to consider, we are to remember these things. 然后呢，第25节就是饭后呢，也照样啊，拿起杯来。 说这杯的是用我的血所立的新约呢，你们呢每逢喝的时候呢，要如此行，为的是纪念我。First, 他告诉我们，我们吃的这个饼是代表他的身体，是为我们舍去的，就是要想到他在十字架上为我们舍命流血，受了最残酷的刑罚，都是为了你的罪。 为了我的罪，这样，这样我们的罪，他这个得到赦免。然后他就告诉我们，这个杯啊，就是他代表他的血。这个血，圣经说哈，是洗净我们一切的罪，我们过去所犯的罪，啊，一切的罪。有时候我们软弱、跌倒犯的罪，我们来承认，啊，还是要洗净。这个耶稣的血，就是我们要相信啊。 他才能够有能力这样子，你看，冰和杯哈，都跟我们呢这样的有这样密切的关系。So first of all, Jesus tells us that this bread or this whatever they want to call it, bread or cookie, is represent his own body, which he sacrificed for us. In other words, he not only died for us, he gave himself to us. Well, how can he give it to us? By the Spirit, through his resurrection, by the Spirit that God has sent, so that he can be ours, he can be yours. Okay. So when we partake the communion, break the bread or drink the cup, okay, we're not just doing some ritual on the outside. You know? It's directly related to us, and it brings us right into that spiritual relationship which came about through the Holy Spirit. Just so. So Jesus said, you know, that he says, on that night, he says, I will no longer break this bread with you until it is accomplished in the kingdom, in God's kingdom, meaning until he was raised from the dead and then went back to heaven and sent the Holy Spirit to us and to dwell within us and to move, to minister in our meetings. He says, until that day, I will not drink this with you until it's accomplished in the kingdom of God, meaning that he's eating with us again in the spirit, in the spiritual sense. Okay. So, 他就说，最后呢，26节呢，就说。 你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯的时候呢，是表明主的死，只等到他来。我们每一次这样做的时候呢，是表明主的死。这个表明，这个应该是翻作要说明，要讲解。Okay. In the English translation, just as to proclaim, tell the story about what he has done. 就是说你们如此行呢，就是为的是纪念我呢，就是这个意思，纪念我，表明主的死，只等到他来。 To proclaim the death of Jesus until he comes. Now, the death of Jesus means a lot. It is not just something of the past, having nothing to do with us. It is directly related to us as much as his resurrection is related to us. Okay. So, when the Apostle Paul says, we have to proclaim, we have to explain, we have to elaborate on the death, the meaning of death of Jesus. Okay. The Apostle Paul also talks about bearing the death or the dying of Jesus in our body so that the life of Jesus might be manifested in our mortal bodies. So, in a different sense, okay, the death of Jesus, 就是说，耶稣的死它是有两种，一种呢是死在十字架上，另外一种呢是向他自己的肉体死。我不晓得你们懂不懂啊？那就是说，当我们呢这个。 肉体、体贴肉体，什么都照着自己的意思，不管神的旨意怎么样，那个时候我们活在自己里面了，这个自己需要死，需要气绝，这样的话，我们神的旨意才能够通行在我们的身上，所以。 当我们表明主的死要来说明主的死的时候，他在十字架上的死，那是2000年前的事情，跟我们已经没有关系了。但是他在世上的时候，他说 没有一件事情都是照着神的意思，照着上帝的意思。那个就是他的死，对吧？他把他的自己的、自己的意思、肉体的需求就放在一边，那是他的死。所以那个死，今天对我们来说还是有意义的，就跟他的复活，有我们有意义的一样。他的复活呢，是因为他是复活的主，他在我们的里面呢，他的复活的生命啊，就能够帮助我们，能够活出他那个复活的生命，就是能够不犯罪。像他那样不犯罪，不照自己的意思，凡事都照着神的意思，他要爱所有的人，连他的敌人呢，他都要爱，这是他的生命，那他复活以后呢，他这个生命要在我们的里面呢，也活出来。So, there are two types of the death of Jesus Christ. One was when he was crucified. He died on the cross. And that's something that happened 2,000 years ago. Okay, that's history. But the other deaths that Jesus bore on his body when he was living in this world, and that was the death that meant when he constantly denied himself, he put away his own desires, his ideas, and he did only what the Father told him to. In other words, he did everything according to God's will. He said, of myself, I can do nothing. Everything I said, everything I do, you know, it is done by my Father who is in me, meaning the Spirit of the Father God was in him, and he followed the leading of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, and he did everything as the Spirit told him to. He was led entirely in his life by the Holy Spirit. That meant that he died to his own self-life entirely. That kind of death is so closely related to us and is so needful to be applied in our own lives if we were to please God in our lives. In everything in our lives, as he did, he pleased the Father by doing his will, by denying himself, by putting aside all his own ideas, his own likes or dislikes. Whatever the Father liked, he went ahead to do it. That is the kind of death that the Apostle Paul referred to when he said, if we carry the dying of Jesus in our body, or bearing the dying, the word English translation, it's not the death, it's the dying. It's a verb, it's a present verb, it's a constant dying. So if we were to please God, we need to learn to die to ourselves. In other words, our own ideas, our own desires, you know. There are not many Christians who live this kind of Christian life, I tell you. Most Christians still live the way they like it, you know, or the way of the world. It's, everybody is doing that, and why can't I do it? A lot of people, even Christians, are living like that. No, but if you know something about the death of Jesus Christ, about bearing the dying of Jesus in your body, you wouldn't say that. You know, you would say, oh, I don't want to have my own ways. I want to have God's ways, because God's way is the best way. To the flesh, it's kind of hard. Sometimes it's tough, but
if we follow him, you know, only good will come us. We will become better people, better men, better women. We will become more loving people. We will become more gentle people, more clean and holy people, and fair-minded, if you will, when we know the righteousness of God. We have all the good things that we can desire if we do not live according to our own ways, but according to God's ways. You see how we need to have this communion service so that we may remember what the Lord has taught. When he said, you do this in remembrance of me, that means all that he said, all that he did, that we ought to remember. We're to proclaim. This is, in a way, it's a memorial. We need to do it continuously until God, until Jesus returns. 知道吗? 就是我们就是要这样的来纪念主的事。 那么我们怎么能够身上带着常常带着耶稣的事, 好叫耶稣的身在我们的身上可以显明呢? 那就是靠着他赐给我们的圣灵, 靠着他住在我们里面的圣灵。 好多时候我们做不到, 对吧? 我们就说, 主啊帮助我, 我们能够做的。 我们会有很多失败的时候, 但是不要放弃, 不要灰心, 当你做不到, 父神的要求, 圣经所教导的, 你要相信说, 在我们里面的复活的主, 他能够做到, 他能够帮助我们。 住在我们里面的那个圣灵啊, 他可以这样帮助我们。 那么另外还有一个很重要的, 我们要常常学习的哈, 就是啊, 那个要常常思想主, bring me that song book, 常常要思想主。 Thank you. 那个思想主啊, 这首诗歌里面呢, 就讲到这个思想主会带来的, 那个结果, okay. Now, this particular hymn tells us, okay, by thinking of Jesus, meditating upon his word, what he said, and there will be brought changes in our lives. It's a wonderful thing. Sometimes it's kind of mysterious, hard to understand, but all of this is the work of the Holy Spirit within us. It's the inner workings of the Holy Spirit in our lives. When we spend time meditating on God's word, especially the words of Jesus, what he said, what he taught, and what he said through others, and this is a wonderful hymn. 那个比如他说你要思想耶稣以他做模型好在你身上能够显出他的荣幸来显出他的荣幸他已经赐给你永生的生命并且使你享受复活的大能以及 It already tells us something in the first verse, okay? In the first verse, if we think more about Jesus, meditate more, he has apprehended thee. In other words, he has saved us. He got hold of us. He got hold of you, me, for what? To share his every life, to share his very life, the power of his resurrection life. And in the likeness of thy Lord to shine. You see this change. As we meditate, continue, spend time, like I always say, you're waiting on the Lord. If you take time to wait upon the Lord in his presence,
And gradually the Holy Spirit will change us, will make us gradually like Jesus. That's the wonderful work of the Holy Spirit. And as we consider him, we think about him. Now, then the second verse, 你要思想耶稣，要天天都是这样，要自己要卑微一点，不要再有雄心大志了。 那无穷的生命啊，也要更多的认识，靠着复活的大能啊，来经历主的死。看到没有？这里讲到啊，那个主的死啊，是我们可以经历的，那就是，当我们与主有更深的连接，常常活在祂里面，跟随圣灵，圣灵就会。 教导我们怎么样能够靠着圣灵致死肉体的死刑，这些圣经的话，我们只有慢慢的才能够这样的进入。所以靠着他那个复活的大能，我们才能够经历啊主的死。当我们与主有更多的连接的时候，要记得啊，我们所谓的与主连接，就是连于他的死，还有他的复活。 可是他的死很少人知道，他的复活很少人相信，可是很少人经历。也就是说，当我们要经历到他的死的时候，一定会经历他的复活，因为我们能够向自己死，那是因着我们认识了他那个复活的大能，复活的生命在我们的里面。 Alright, I let you meditate on the second verse yourself. 然后第三节呢，要思想耶稣一生当这样，要活在幔内，要常见主的荣幸。哦，你看那个第三节，多么宝贵！那个可是跟这个英文的意思就不一样了，它就是有。 可是我们在这里哈，注意一下那个第三节呢，哦，那个告诉我们说，如果我们要是弃掉自己，向自己死哈，我们就能够明白神的心意。许多时候我不明白神的心意啊，就是因为啊，我们想自己的事情太多，很少想到神的意思。哎，他说一脱离自己呢，就纯洁又安息了。 因为我们这个自己很复杂，你脱了自己就是脱离复杂，你会单纯。你一单纯，哦，主讲的话，你都相信啊，就都应许，你都得着，就进入安息，就满足了。第四节呢，就要思想耶稣。当你在往前行的时候，你要一直的向上瞻仰他的荣美。那个我们常常说。 要定睛在耶稣的身上，保罗的教导说：“不要思念地上的事。你如果一天到晚想地上的事，当然他说你要思念天上的事，因为啊，耶稣在哪里？那么耶稣当然也在我们的里面。他说，这样的话呢，那就你必荣上加荣啊，变成他的形状。” 使他的形象呢显在你的身上。The last, you know, verse is consider him and as you run the race, keep ever upward looking in his face, and thus transformed, illumined thou shalt be, and Christ's own image shall be seen in you. Now this is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, beginning with 17th verse, where it says, the Lord is that Spirit, the Holy Spirit, dwelling within us, operating in our services, in the Word, as we meditate, we read, as we pray, you know, as we commune Him. Okay? Say, the Lord is that Spirit. He says, where the Spirit of the Lord is. Where the Spirit of the Lord is working, is allowed to work. Then he says, you know, there it says, you know, we all with open face, meaning, you know,
no barrier. That veil is no longer there. Nothing kind of, you know, clouds or is in the way of our seeing Jesus Christ in the Spirit. And as we all with open eyes, and we can see the glory of the Lord as reflected in the mirror, the Bible says, as reflected in the mirror. It's just like when you look at the mirror, you see your image, right? And when we meditate on the Lord, the Holy Spirit will put the image of Jesus within us. It's a process. It's a constant. It takes time as we continue to meditate on the Lord. And then it says, we are transformed into the image of Christ. It says, from glory to glory. It should be translated from one degree of glory to another degree of glory. And it will change. It's a gradual. It's a process. So it's a matter of degree, from one degree to another. And it says, as by the Spirit of the Lord. It's done by the Spirit of the Lord. This is how we're changed. Nobody can change himself or herself. Nobody can change others, remember. But the God who made us can change us. Only God can change. But we need to have this faith that we can trust God to change others, you know, as we pray, as we believe. And we can trust God to change ourselves, you know, our faults, our weaknesses, the things that we don't, that we ourselves don't like. This is God change. Well, how does he do that? We don't have to do anything. Just come before him and just think about him. Think how Jesus, he was so humble, so gentle, full of love, compassionate. He loved everybody, even the sinners, our enemies. Think about it. And this is what we're supposed to do every time we come to have this communion service. And I've been, you know, taking this bread and drinking the cup for as many years as I have been a Christian, nearly 70 years. It's been a long time, right? Did I ever get tired of doing this? No. For me, it's ever increasingly wonderful as God reveals this meaning to me. And I have been proclaiming, or preaching on the meaning of communion for many years now. I never run out of things to say. Every time God gives me something new, it's just wonderful. It's amazing. It's beyond my own understandings oftentimes. Time me too. So let's be ready to take the bread and the cup and just draw close to Jesus. Oh, Jesus, I can. Today you are my portion, you know. And in the spiritual sense, I can eat you, I can drink you, I can enjoy you like I can eat any other good food that I like. Well, he's our spiritual food. Remember that. He says that my flesh is eatable, my blood is drinkable. Of course, he said it in the spiritual sense. Okay. So let's do that. Let's enjoy the wonderful love and the wonderful presence of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. All right, 我们一起来再唱一遍，唱的时候我们就要预备我们的心啊，来薄饼啊，是吧？请再给我们弹一遍。 Thank you.
Thank you.
读写这个并非。
主啊，我们真是感谢你，因为你教导我们说身体，哦，主这是血肉，主啊，你在十字架上分开的，让我们今天纪念，让这些话进到我们的心里，使我们都再仰望你，来把我们的生命再次，我们愿意遵行你，我们愿意有你自己的生命彰显在我们的里。主啊，就求你在这个时刻，真是把你的灵暂放在我们里头，占据我们的全身，占据我们整个的身体，哦，使我们真是不再一样在这个地上。啊，谢谢你，当我们遵守你的命令去做的时候，主啊，你就把你的能力放在我们心里，不是我们能做到，乃是你能够做到。谢谢你，让我们能够纪念在这里，奉耶稣的名，
阿门，
阿门。我们再唱第三跟第四，你跟着他。起立，要记得我们吃这个饼的时候，要记得耶稣说，这就是我的身体，就是他的生命，他的自己。 Remember as we eat the bread, Jesus saying, this is my body broken for you. He gave himself for us. 我们一定要相信保罗所说的哈，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，因为他把他的生命已经给了我们。 May we must believe what the Apostle Paul says, that it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. Christ lives in me. This makes our Christian life so meaningful and so powerful. 赞美主耶稣。 That's why we eat this bread.还有耶稣告诉我们，他这个血是他立约的血，是他立约。This is the blood of new covenant. In other words, his promises, his salvation never changes. Especially the blood, the power of blood, the efficacy of the blood never changes as long as we believe in. Hallelujah. And of course, the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all, make us whiter than snow. We are pure because of this blood. And let us drink it just with this simple faith. So wonderful. Let's drink it. 感谢主。Hallelujah. 谢谢主耶稣。谢谢主耶稣。And you may be seated. 感谢主拯救我灵魂。感谢主是我的泉源，感谢主白白赐给我这么丰富的 唱二十四首那个大本，二十四首。站起来唱，好 ，Shall we all stand? This is a powerful hymn. 啊，
我在军马归，我在飞机，我在无疆号，
最最最值得。
Victory.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Come into we just finish eating the bread and drinking the cup. It's a constant taking. Remember, Jesus said, I am the bread of life. We need the bread. The Chinese people eat a lot of rice. Okay. American says bread. He's our food. We need it every day. Three times a day. We do this to remind us, you know, that we need to take, to eat of Him every day. Alright, sit down, let's sing the first and the last. 然后呢，我们有一点时间，大家可以来分享啊。谢谢主。And we sing the first and the last. This time in English, afterward we can have some testimonies, some sharing time. Amen.
No more fear and no more doubting, no more pride. I may be free from
all condemnation. I can come into thee now in this world.
起来诉说中的荣耀，诉说中的荣耀，诉说他的作品。最近有好多的见证，好多真是像云彩那样见证的那么多。哦，谢谢主，哦，哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣，完了，做见证啊，要抢着做，不要等着这样，赞美主。
我要做一个见证，
哎，好，
主说。我本来在房间里面，哎呀，哭哭啼啼的。我说我怎么不能走出去呢？突然主的灵在我里面说不要难过，不要难过，因为我与你同在。哈利路亚！哈利路亚！哦，谢谢耶稣，谢谢耶稣，谢谢耶稣。